A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 7 and 11 through 12. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples. The legal experts and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, you must take care to do everything they say, but don't do what they do. For they tie together heavy packs that are impossible to carry. They put them on the shoulders of others, but are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do to be noticed by others. They make extra wide prayer bands for their arms and long tassels for their clothes. They love to sit in places of honor at banquets and in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with honor in the markets and to be addressed as rabbi. But the one who is greatest among you will be your servant. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, but all who make themselves low will be lifted up. May the living word of God speak to us through these ancient words of Scripture.
I messed up and I forgot to ask Dr. Thompson to do the customary graduation intro music before we started, so I'll just do the march myself. Oh, you got it? You ready? Of course. I didn't want to bother. Parents, family members, friends, honored faculty, esteemed graduates, or in this case, graduate, as we have one of those rare years where it's a very small class of active seniors, and Michael was the only one that was going to be able to make it. I knew that ahead of time, so graduate. Don't be that guy. Jesus says to a crowd and to his closest followers in the passage that Phil shared with us from Matthew's gospel. Don't be that guy. Don't be like so many of our religious leaders and scholars are far too much of the time. Yes, pay attention to what they say, because they are given the formal authority of their position. They sit on Moses' seat, so pay attention to what they say, but don't do what they do. Don't be like them, because far too often, far too much of the time, they spend their time putting really heavy burdens on other people while at the same time they don't do a thing. They don't lift a finger to help others with those burdens. They don't lift a finger to help others up. Instead, they focus far too much of the time on power and privilege and prestige and popularity. So don't be like that. Don't be that guy. The renowned physicist Richard Dawkins has been given credit with coining the term meme back in 1976. And according to Dawkins, a meme is an idea of value, a pattern of behavior, an image, a phrase that is passed from one person to another through social means until it becomes well established in a particular culture. Well, over the last few years, one of the most well-known and well-established memes in our culture is a phrase, that guy. And that phrase, that guy, is meant to refer to describe a person, and either male or female, and forgive me, I ask the women and the girls here to forgive me, because that word guy is used to encompass everyone, which I know is a bit sexist, but that is the phrase. The phrase that guy is meant to describe any person who exhibits undesirable characteristics, either in general or specific to a particular subgroup in the society. The point of the meme, that guy, is to say, don't be that guy. Well, right up until the time he graduated from North Central High School in Indianapolis, Indiana, Lou Profeta was that guy. And that's not my characterization. That's his. Profeta told the graduating class of North Central High School in Indianapolis just this year, just a couple of weeks ago, the graduating class of his alma mater, he told them that up until the time he graduated, he was that guy. He says, when I was in high school, I failed chemistry, I failed algebra, and basically the highlight of my life as a student was winning first prize in a kindergarten science fair by taking some Play-Doh, painting it black, sticking a couple of plastic dinosaurs in it, and calling it a model of the La Brea Tar Pits. He says, there was one other thing. He says, I also in the fourth grade got a prize for a poster contest, but he admits he's not even sure that actually happened. Instead, Profeta's focus right up through high school was on prestige and privilege and popularity. See, he was a star athlete, and he figured that that would just simply carry him through the rest of his life. But then one day late in his high school years, Lou Profeta broke his neck in a fall. And as he lay in his hospital bed in the emergency room of his local hospital, he watched and he listened. He watched and he listened to everything that the doctors and the nurses around him were doing. And he had a thought. That looks kind of cool. I think I'd like to do that. And he did. Lou Profeta decided to put down his focus on privilege and popularity and prestige and instead get to work. College, medical school, residency. When he was done, he ended up back in Indianapolis as an emergency room physician. And as he told that graduating class, throughout his time there, before long, classmates or members of their families would find themselves showing up in that same emergency room, looking at him, and as he said, making the same exact comment. You're a doctor? You have ID or something that we could see? And Lou Profeta turned out to not just be any doctor. He is now Dr. Louis M. Profeta, lead emergency room physician at St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis, clinical instructor at Indiana University's medical school, an award-winning essayist and best-selling book author whose work focuses on the consequences of the opioid epidemic, drug and alcohol abuse, and sexual assault on college campuses. Lou Profeta transformed from being that guy to being a different guy, a better guy. And while that broken neck was certainly the catalyst for that transformation, the seed for it was actually planted a few years earlier. When Profeta was in the seventh grade, a science teacher, Mr. Sutton, pulled him aside one day and said, "You know you're smart, don't you? So why do you spend most of your time with kids, with other people who drag you down?" See, Profeta wasn't just that guy. He spent most of his time with other that guys. And that conversation and the point behind it would be used by Profeta as an introduction to the main points he wanted to make to the graduates of North Central High a couple of weeks ago. Basically, how to not be that guy. There were a number of things that Profeta talked about, but there are four in particular that I would like to share with you this morning. One, let honorable people into your life because they will help lift you up with them. Let honorable people into your life. Hang around with people who will help elevate you and be someone who tries to help elevate others. Two, discuss, debate vigorously when it comes to important things, to things that mattered, but at the same time, do not shout down those you disagree with. Do not shout them down. Because very likely your opinions about the world, the things that you are certain about when it comes to what is right and just through the lens of your 18-year-old eyes, are most likely and should change over the course of your life as you come to experience and better understand the world and other people. Third, give people a break. Do not automatically convince yourself and accuse others of being rude or inconsiderate or racist or sexist or intolerant because they have a position different from yours. Because you see, you really don't have standing to do that unless you have walked in their shoes, and you likely have not. And in addition, not everything is about you. And then fourth and last, surround yourself and embrace people who do not look like you, who do not pray like you, who do not love like you do, and who do not vote like you do. Do those things, Profeta told those graduates, and you have a very good chance of not becoming that guy, and instead becoming a different guy, a better guy. So, since you are our only graduate here today, and I knew that ahead of time, let me finish by talking a little bit more directly to you, Michael. you're going to face a lot of challenges in your life after here. It may be physical challenge, it may be emotional challenge, it may be social challenge, it may be financial challenge. But you will face challenge. Maybe the greatest challenge you're going to face, though, is more of a spiritual, moral challenge. The challenge to not become that guy. Now, I say that in that way specifically, to not become that guy. Because you see, you were 5 years old when I got here, when Joy got here. And as I have come to see you, at least up until this day when you are 18 years old and a high school graduate, you are the antithesis of young Lou Profeta. You are not and have never been that guy. The Mike Bunnell I have come to know has always been much more interested in serving, in helping to lift others' burdens, in helping to lift other people up than in your own privilege or popularity or prestige. But in college and beyond, that is going to be challenged, and challenged frequently. And I'll mention three specific ones. In college and beyond, you are going to be challenged by people and groups who will try to convince you that because you are white and because you are male, you are entitled. Entitled not to be treated equally in the eyes of the law or in the eyes of God or in the eyes of society, but entitled to be treated better than everybody else because of those things. In college and beyond, you are going to encounter people and groups who will try to convince you that because you are a man, you are entitled to, and forgive me if I embarrass you for saying this, you are entitled to sex with any woman of your choosing. And in college and beyond, you are going to encounter people and groups who will try to convince you that people who do not look like you, who are not the same color as you, the same gender as you, people who do not pray like you, or love like you, or vote like you, or who are from the same country as you, are responsible, are to blame for any problems that you have in your life. That's reality. That's what's out there. Don't let them, Michael. Do not let them do that. Do not let them drag you down. Do not let them turn you into that guy. Remember, remember what Jesus and Dr. Louis Profeta remind us today. Keep your focus on serving. Humbly. Keep your focus on lifting others' burdens, helping at least to lift others' burdens. Keep your focus on helping to lift others up instead of dragging them down. And if you do that, you will never become that guy. And you will stay who you are now, that different guy. That better guy. And may we all do it too. Amen.